If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at. Where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything, ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there. Because I'm not going to always be motivated.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
Through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
Discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great.
Every day, do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day?
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now,
you get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives by facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that I had the power to change millions of lives.
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
People say, "Wow, you have no idea how hungry I am." Really? Yeah. What you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
You can outwork anybody, mm-hmm. no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. So you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be, a dog. A little grind ain't never hurt nobody. Stop being soft. Let's embrace it. If you go through that fire, you're gonna come out real cold. That's what we want.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, "You've changed," remember it's because they don't know how to say, "You've grown."
If you can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment, it's so much easier to beat everyone else, because in a world where it's never been easier to do nothing, doing something becomes extraordinary.
See, your problem is that you keep rushing the process. You ain't trying to be patient. Good things come to those who wait. This ain't a sprint. This is a marathon. And the more you keep worrying about the future, the more you're going to get lost in the present. You got to get up and just put one foot in front of the other, bro, and just have that blind faith. But what I will say is that we don't know when it's happening, but we know what's coming. We ain't putting this work in for no reason. So for that, I say keep grinding and I believe in you.
Before you win, everyone will ask why you're working so hard. And after you win, everyone will remind you how lucky you got.
8 hours you sleep, and most people work a 9 to 5. So 8 hours you work.
16 hours.
Okay, so we have 16 hours. We got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we'll be at 19. That's 19. Take you an hour to get ready. So we have 20 hours. So you guys cannot spend 4 hours going talking about, "Oh, they lying. Oh, I like this photo. Oh, they faking." Sending photos to other people. Y'all got to get focused. I'm where I'm at because I'm focused.
Why not you? Why not you? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace, to your friends, and to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not? That's the heritage all of us have, in America especially, is to see what we can make out of our lives now that we've been given this extraordinary opportunity.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to, I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain. Villains are used by it.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior. You're racing against no one but yourself. When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. It's like this race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going and only where you're going to be your best self.
With worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible, and then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
Now you know what giving it your all is. And you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor.
It's just going to take time, dude. The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think.
At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure.
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad, but that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died.
Don't ever sell out for the temporary reward of what the opportunity is today. Believe in the bigger picture. Believe that all these things are just moments building the wave for the big moment to come. Always plant the seeds of hard work and integrity and honor. Today, and then every day you water them and nourish them, believe in them. One day that will sprout a flower of which, when you're dead and gone, people will still remember.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to be, you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just, it's obvious. Leave the job. Leave the, you meet, yeah. Get like, it's your brother. It's the, you know, the killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do?
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
Get back to work.
You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you.
The distance that we can shrink between wanting to do something or thinking something should be done and it being done is a direct indication of our personal power in our lives.
If you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything with time and effort.
And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness?
You want to be really great at something. You kind of have to be out of your mind, but you also have to have an iron will. You don't want to work out every day. There's going to be days you just want to eat cake and sleep. But if you want to get past the guy who eats cake and sleeps, you don't eat cake and you don't sleep.
When you think about shit, you're like, 7 o'clock at night. Man, I'm tired. Just got back home from work. Will I go to the gym or not? Hour and a half passes. It's now 8:30. You didn't go to the gym. But you know damn well your evil twin inside of you did go to the gym. And he's out there. And he just got better than you. That weakness, and you think I'm tired, comes in and overtakes your potential and stops you from becoming the person you can be. Yet someone else is going to the gym. Then 20 years later, when you have midlife crisis, and you say life's not fair, you start looking back on all those forks in the road where you sat down instead of standing up. And you don't feel sorry for yourself.
There's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the noise. Get back to the mental lab.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't?
The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose. A point, a match, a season, a job. It's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural when you're down to doubt yourself and to feel sorry for yourself. And by the way, your opponents have self-doubt too. Don't ever forget that. But negative energy is wasted energy. You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. That is, to me, the sign of a champion. The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they'll lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it. You accept it, cry it out if you need to, and then force a smile.
If you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You stick to what you put there on paper. You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick or have some type of higher excuse, you just do what you have committed to.
If you have a regular job, like an office job, you will pretend to be a whole different person for 8 hours a day, every day of your life that you're there. That is a lot of time bullshitting. And when you get out of all that bullshitting, there's not much you left. Whatever could have been you never grew, because whatever could have been you was stifled by fluorescent lights and a monitor.
Don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to. Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
Every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve. You might think that life is unfair. You might think is that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
Real talk. Some of you motherfuckers pissed me the fuck off. So guess what? I disappeared and come back with a 200 miler. I'm 199 miles into this race. Gary's knees are bad. See how he runs. Yeah, see how I run 200 miles, motherfucker. I want to finish this bitch up. Hey, what were you doing for the last 65 hours? I know what I was doing. I was running all up and down the mountains, getting it in, doing what I preach about.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have.
There's no f-ing passion. There's no f-ing motivation. There's no, oh my God, man. It's every day of your life just doing. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just f-ing did. I just did.
You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way. And you're gonna be okay with it.